So what's the price of personal sponsorship? Football megastar David Beckham could be about to find out after he accepted an ambassadorial role with Qatar's World Cup. While his former national team is currently facing off against Wales, the spotlight is on Beckham's financial deal with tournament organisers. 20 years ago, the then captain of the English team busted stereotypes by posing on the cover of British gay lifestyle magazine Attitude. They're now accusing him of having a flippant attitude to human rights. Earlier, I spoke to Attitude's editor-in-chief, Cliff Joannou.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Just explain from your perspective, why was David Beckham's deal with Qatar a bad move?
I think when it comes to these international sport and events, especially World Cup, the Olympics, it's a spotlight on how the world can come together and it can be a place where human rights are upheld. This is not an issue with Qatari people. It's an issue with a country that won the World Cup under dubious circumstances. FIFA still have not answered questions about how that happened. And human rights, whether it's LGBTQ rights, women's rights, or immigrant workers' rights, are severely not respected in a local place. And then to put the spotlight on a country and celebrate a government and, you know, a group of people who have no regard for some basic human rights doesn't feel like it's aligned with the spirit of sport.
David Beckham defended his ambassadorial gig by saying the World Cup would be a platform for progress, inclusivity and tolerance. Has it been?
I don't think we've seen any of those things from the Qatari. Like, it was certainly the ambassador to FIFA or to the World Cup, to the world, said that being LGBTQ is a disease of the mind. That doesn't sound like progress from a representative of a host country for the World Cup.
What message do you think then it has sent to the LGBTIQ plus community, not just in the UK, but internationally?
I think it sent a message where money takes precedence over human rights. I mean, we've seen this before when the World Cup was hosted in Russia, and we had the same situation with LGBTQ rights threatened there. We've seen this with recently the Beijing Olympics, where, you know, Muslim community there has, you know, their rights have been trampled all over. It shows a message that this sport, particularly football, is not inclusive and not welcoming for queer football fans. And that's certainly not the case for the majority of football clubs around the world. I mean, we've seen just locally in Australia, Josh Cavallo has come out and be welcomed through his own club in Adelaide and around the world. And other players have started to come out. And when you put these events in countries where LGBTQ people are not welcome or they feel threatened, fans can't attend and be open and honest with who they are. And they can't show their love for a sport, which is a truly inclusive place. When you're in a football stadium and when you're watching a game, there's such camaraderie, but it doesn't feel like it translates when it comes to these huge global sporting events.
And for people who don't know, why was it a big deal when David Beckham was on Attitude's cover in 2002? What did Beckham stand for at that time?
I think back then he stood for progress and he stood for speaking out for a community that was often ostracised. And of course, sport 20 years ago was in a very different place. I mean, football was in a very different place. It hasn't moved on tremendously as much as other areas of the sporting world, but it's still, you know, it was a major statement of allyship. And it's so important to have allies, whether you're fighting for women's rights or immigrant workers' rights, or whether you're up for asylum seekers, or whether you're fighting for disability, fighting against racism. Allies are so important. So him being one of the first professional football players to come out and be on the cover of Attitude magazine was a huge statement. And it's something we were so proud of. Even to this day, we celebrated it frequently at our awards. It's one of the covers we were most proud of. It was on the wall in our office, which has now come down. It's one of the key moments in our history, and it's something we have to now reluctantly park and no longer celebrate.
And there was, as you mentioned, that large format print hanging of in the magazine's office for 20 years. Why did you pull it down? Was it sort of an active decision? Was there a discussion? What happened?
Well, he pulled us down. He walked away from us, so we had to do the same thing with him. We didn't choose to take this picture down for no other reason other than he stepped away from his allyship and sold everything he said he stood for 150 million pounds. You know, he put a price tag on his allyship.
Has David Beckham said anything about any of the criticism he's received?
Not that I am aware of. I mean, he's certainly not addressed any of the issues of the last few weeks. It's something we'd like to see him address. I mean, I personally would like to see him donate that money to women's charities, to LGBTQ charities, to people fleeing countries where they're being persecuted. I mean, he's certainly got enough money in the bank to not miss that money that he's taken and has caused so much controversy.
Do you think he can salvage his reputation?
I think he can start by giving that money away to people that need it. He certainly doesn't need that money. I think there is a way back. There's always a way back. I don't believe in leaving people out in the cold. I believe in bringing people in. But I think we need to see the first step come from him.
Just finally, it's interesting to note who is on the current cover of your magazine right now, Adelaide United footballer Josh Cavallo, who you mentioned. Now, he, of course, resonates for different reasons. Why is he such a significant figure in football?
I don't think we could have asked for a better person to come out in recent years. I mean, I've met Josh recently at the Attitude Awards where he came along and he accepted our Man of the Year award. He has been such a great advocate for what it means to be queer in sport and what it means to be true to yourself and authentic to yourself and continue to succeed. I mean, we've seen other sports where, you know, like diving with Tom Daley and other areas of the world where people have come out. Just recently, the basketball player in Australia came out. But Josh is a real groundbreaking name, and I can't express how much gratitude I have for him for and everything he's done and everything he stood for, because he hasn't just come out. He's taken on that mantle of being a role model. And it's just beautiful that it's come from Australia as well.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Attitude's editor-in-chief, Cliff Joannou.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.